I like The Replacements.
I bear it so you don't have to. And these are my wolf brothers.
I am just going to be your humble pie sedai tonight. So
that was a quote from the famous movie, the famous TV show that only I watched called The 100. And that is a show that it did a lot of weird stuff. Like every season they did, like one whole season is just like super sci-fi. And then like the rest of it is not that sci-fi. And then one season is like Lord of the Flies. And then one season is like a space odyssey. And then one season is this futuristic crazy thing. It was just, you just never knew what they were going to do. So I had to keep watching it, even though I was kind of like, I don't know, but like, you know, I feel that way about Wheel of Time sometimes. I'm like, this is fun to watch. I'm curious where it goes, but like, I'm not ready to call my whole family and be like, you gotta fucking quit jerking off and watch the Wheel of Time.
Watch this shit.
But like, I'm into it. I'm here for the long run, and I hope there are plenty of people like me. So they, you know, and that being said, we've been doing this for 100 episodes, everybody. We've been talking about the Wheel of Time for 100 episodes. Justin and I for quite a while. Jeremy, I, and Justin for a long, long time. Through the holy shit, season one is coming out. Through the long break between season one and season two, and just
we're making them read.
I fucking love doing this podcast. And like, if anything happens to the Wheel of Time, then I guess we'll watch the Gilmore Girls or something, because
we'll do something, man.
This is not going away.
Nah, man. I feel pretty confident, though. I mean, you know, the fandom is fucking rabid. They haven't even tried to promote that show even a third of the way as hard as Rings of Power, and it's done much better. You know, seeing it come around in season two and seeing the way people have reacted to it, you know, even some of the people who were really staunchly against it in the first season are kind of like, bad. So I'm pretty stoked about that. I'm just hoping that they get to complete it. I would really hate for them to have to like go to season five and then rush it to finish it in one more season or something like that. I hope they, you know, Rafe obviously has a vision for 8 seasons. They were like, I think they told him like, look, you know, he's like, what's the most I can guarantee you to give me? And they're like, we're gonna give you 8 seasons and 8 episodes a season. And he's like, okay, I can make it happen, and this is what we got to do. And then they've had tons and tons of setbacks, and like, maybe because we're paying so much attention, you know, maybe Lost had all these setbacks a couple of seasons, or, you know, obviously Heroes had a big thing in the middle of it, and it was obvious. I still loved it. Even when the shitty parts, I still liked it because you were invested in the characters. So it's easy for me to be invested in the characters because I've been invested in them for a long time. It's nice to see someone like you who doesn't have as invested. I mean, you've been reading the books, so it's not quite as fair to call you that, but because you're definitely not a non-reader. But I hope that they can pull it off and keep it done in a way that doesn't, you know, the kids don't look like they're in their 40s by the time it's done. I mean, Rand can, honestly, because he goes through so much. Like, you're like, fuck, man. Even Perrin could like be aged up a little bit. But I'm excited. I've been watching a few things this week with Rafe interviews. And I could be wrong about some of this stuff because I haven't like looked into it, confirmed it, but they have confirmed that Uno is a hero of the horn, and his name is Gaidel Kane.
Oh.
Who is attached to Birgitta, which is cool because the extra who played Birgitta for Matt's scene with the horn is not going to be who plays Birgitta later on. They're going to have an actual actress who's, you know, they're going to pick an actress who's a little bit more what they want exactly. She was just an extra in the horn scene.
Why is Uno not just Uno?
That's just who he is in this life, is Uno, but he's a famous...
He's not in this life. Aren't the Heroes of the Horn, like, not in the real world?
Well, what happens is you get born out just like the dragon. You get spit out every once in a while for whatever happens. Right now, obviously, Uno was spit out into the world because the dragon is coming. There's some shit going on that he needed to be involved in. He got killed. And when you're not alive as a hero of the horn, you go to Telen Riad to wait to be reborn. So he wouldn't have showed up, obviously, if he was still alive. But because he died, he was able to come back.
So everybody, so like they keep calling Rand, Luz, and all that stuff. So everyone, if possible, goes by their name at from when the breaking occurred. Is that what's going on?
Sort of. Like he did, I don't know if he knows he's Gaido Kane. They've never really covered that in the books. Birgitta only knows she's Birgitta at one point in the books because she gets ripped out of the world of dreams, like by a Forsaken. Like she gets torn away somehow. Most of the time they're just born out as a child. Oh, look who decided to grace us with their presence.
Like, I just listened to this podcast.
But so the reason being is that they don't really have their memories when they're reborn. They don't really know who they are. They just end up being.
But they're.
They usually go.
These people existed even before then. That's what, like, their souls go even beyond before the breaking. So why is that the name they're stuck with for the next?
I think sometimes, my opinion, I think sometimes they're stuck in lives for whatever turning of the wheel that are inconsequential. There's either nothing going on in the world that would they would have to do to become heroic. And then usually the name that kind of sticks is the one that they were most heroic in that life as.
I would be fine if they dropped all that. I would be fine if he was just Uno.
I would be too. I would be too if he was just Uno and a hero of the horn, but I thought that was cool, especially because he's Guy Roberts and they're going to make him Gaido Kane.
I get it.
That's pretty cool. And then the fact that they're going to have, an actual different actress play Birgitta. One of the things that Jeremy will probably bring up is there was like a Q&A with Brandon Sanderson where he was kind of critical of some of the things on the TV show.
It was a watch party too. That's the one I was talking about.
Yeah. And it was more like, that's the one I'm talking about. And there was a real, real bad backlash on, you know, Twitter about, you know, fuck Brandon Sanderson. You ruined Matt. And, you know, you ruined this book series anyway, so you shouldn't get an opinion. It's like, hey, settle down, man. He's just like us. He took over something that he loved. He wanted some things to happen that didn't for whatever reason. He's not mad about it. He's just expressing that sucked. And there was other things that he really liked. So it's like, easy. He's got a say in the show. I'm sure he doesn't hate it completely.
I have newfound respect for him because everything that he was arguing about or everything that he didn't like, he would always go, oh, I tried, guys. I'm so sorry. I tried. I fought for it. But with the Matt Dagger thing, with he made the stupid spear, the guys are like, oh, my God, no. No, that's not the Ashendara, right? He's all, yes. As he puts his head down, he's like, yes, it is.
What? He says that?
Obviously, didn't watch the video I sent you, so okay.
Well, I didn't watch all of it. I was working.
Yeah, he says it.
I mostly caught the cliff notes of it and, like, you know, catching people, like, reaction on Twitter and stuff. I did not see that, no.
Hey, Jeremy?
Yeah?
I didn't watch your video either, so I'm not even...
from you, Dez.
I'm gonna now.
I'm gonna go back a little while, Jeremy, to before you got on and just talk. So, Justin... So Heroes and Lost got caught in the same writer's strike.
Okay.
One of them handled it well. One of them didn't.
Did they?
Heroes just, I don't know what Heroes did. I was never the biggest fan of Heroes, but I know that they didn't finish it. Lost, they said, you got 4 seasons, figure it the fuck out. And whether you like how they figured it out or not, that's beside the point. So like, even if Amazon right now said, we'll give you 16 episodes. Like, you know, the show just isn't doing as well as we thought, but, you know, it's a 14 book series. We know there's a lot to get to just let it die on the spit would be terrible. You got 16 episodes to wrap it up. Like, that would be way better than getting through season 3 and just being like, never mind.
For me, no, I wouldn't care. I'd
rather see the 3rd season done really good and have it stop.
I'd rather just, honestly, we'll start a new hashtag. Hashtag restart the wheel. Hashtag restart the wheel. Keep everybody else, fire the showrunners, fire the writers, tell them, hey, you guys got 12 episodes every season and you have an hour and a half or an hour to an hour and a half per episode.
And you get three more seasons.
But here's the thing, man. You're not going to get that chance. I've been looking up the ratings on this. It'd be a miracle if this thing makes it four seasons. They're not that good. They're not good at all. No, I mean, you go and look at them. Like when the show is airing, it's like really great. And as soon as it stops airing, it's not even really great. It's like sixth and seventh on Amazon, which I don't even know what that means.
There's no tail. Like as soon.
There's no, it just literally down to 400 or 300. And you look at, I mean, the Rings of Power is pretty much a disaster. Everyone says so. Ratings wise, nobody even finished it, but their ratings were better. Like their ratings when it's showing are way better.
Well, what about their average though? Like, yeah, everyone watched the first three episodes because they had high hopes. But like, if a million people watch the first three episodes and then 100,000 people watch the rest of them, like if the wheel is somewhere in the middle and 350,000 people are watching every episode,
it's lower.
Yeah,
yeah. You have. I mean, you could look into it, and I could be wrong about this, but no, it's even lower than that.
How about this? They go like 1980s, what's the fucking show? Battlestar Galactica style special effects, but they get all eight seasons. But it's obviously, the Trollocs are obviously a dude in a rubber mask, but you get all eight seasons.
Honestly, if it's written well, I'd be in. Yeah, totally.
Like practical effects only and written well? I mean,
Here's the thing. If you think back to, and I always go back to Game of Thrones, because I think it was...
Just don't get too book cloaky, man. We want to keep an audience.
I know. This is already... This episode... Well, I was almost going to cut you off in the middle of your thing, Justin, too, just because... That's not what this episode is about. Like, obviously, we've gotten some new information.
No, you can cut that out. That's fine.
I want Jeremy to finish his thought because there. I mean, it's, you know, there's a lot going on. We just finished the season. There's a lot of information coming in. We have to cover it, and we will cover it even more with our commentaries. But as far as
yeah, I didn't want to do this. I wanted to be happy today.
I know, that's why Jeremy was just like
100th episode.
What are we doing?
What's going on?
So feel free to finish your thought, Jeremy, and then we're going to just get excited about 100 again.
I said I always bring it back to Game of Thrones, and it's not a fair comparison because they were kind of given carte blanche to do whatever they wanted. But what they said in Game of Thrones is we're going to focus on the characters. You're not going to see the big battles, and you're not going to. So these big budgets that you get later on, they had to establish an audience first, and they had to do that with great characters. And I would rather see them build the character arcs and make us care about Rand and Egwene and Nynaeve and Matt and Perrin. And I just don't feel like they've done that.
And you just want a reason to cry for Perrin's dead wife.
Oh,
yes. Oh, God.
God.
No, you know what, Jeremy? That makes sense. Like, in a way, like, in the first book...
Is that the blue... Jeremy? Oh.
It's Acerola Cherry. It's like a shot. I'm sick. My wife keeps giving me these shots of stuff to try to get me to feel better. And this stuff, oh, it's like when you were a kid, did you ever eat?
Did you say this is instant Acerola?
Yes, that's exactly what I said.
No wonder you came on with such a bad mood.
I was in a good mood.
Yeah, he's got Christ running through his blood right now. He's feeling the light.
I actually didn't even get to do that because I had to sit in the room while everybody else was having small group. Because I'm sick. I can't get anybody sick.
Oh,
it was
God.
Miserable. But I got to watch a little
you
bit.
You are banished. Ride. Banished.
So, yeah. What was I saying?
I don't know. I'm sorry. Oh, just reason. Just, yeah. If they just like, yeah. If they just established, you know, and so much of this is, you know, like we've talked about over and over again, isn't all on, you know, the fault, you know. Yeah.
It's the good stuff.
A lot of this is just. Is them trying to fight through.
How do you know?
Because he's drank half the bottle.
Sorry. I'm sorry, Diz.
Anyways, everyone out there, we, you know, the books are the Bible and the show is Mel Gibson's Passion of the Christ. And, you know.
Jesus.
More like,
oh my
it's
God.
More like The Life of Brian, I think.
I was thinking more like, you know, maybe Dogma.
Yes, exactly. It's more like Dogma.
If you guys want some good news, I have everyone listening to this. Happy tomorrow when you're listening to this. Tomorrow, I'm kind of jumping ship off of this podcast, but I'll bring it back. There's a reason here. Tomorrow is Back to the Future Day. So what we say on Time Pop is live every day like it's Back to the Future Day. Tomorrow, October 21st, is the day that Marty McFly goes to the future in 2015. So Time Pop, the time travel movie podcast.
Now our past.
And we still don't have flying cars. We're fucking 8 years in the future's future. And we still don't have a hoverboard or flying cars.
Horseshit.
But tomorrow is Back to the Future Day. So enjoy it. Listen to the most recent Time Pop episode and watch the Holy Trilogy. But because of that, I had to do studies. So we've done Back to the Future, Back to the Future 2, Back to the Future 3. We've done all kinds of talks about Back to the Future because it is the time traveler's tome. So I spent all week watching little mini documentaries about Back to the Future. So I am in a great mood because I have spent a lot of time with Billy Zane this week.
that's right. Bringing it back.
He brought it back. He wasn't lying.
It was a great, great week. And you know what I didn't, you know what I learned because of all the Back to the Future knowledge I've came in is that Billy Zane was almost Biff, like really close to Biff. Like,
oh no, really?
They fucked with that cast so much. I mean, A, because Eric Stoltz came and went, but then because of Eric Stoltz coming and going, because they wrote it for Michael J. Fox. Michael J. Fox was busy doing Family Ties. So they went to Eric Stoltz. They originally were going to have Claudia Wells, but then Claudia Wells was busy doing her sitcom. So they got Eric Stoltz, who was taller than Claudia Wells. So like, oh, well, now we can get a different woman, you know, because Eric Stoltz is so tall, we can get a little taller woman to play the wife. Melora Hardin was the first Jennifer.
Melora Hardin. Why do I know that name? Who is that?
Jan from The Office.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Jan from The Office. And then Eric Stoltz got fired and Melora Hardin was so much taller than Michael J. Fox. We're like, we can't have this giant standing over Michael J. Fox.
So sad.
And now Claudia Wells, she was out of her sitcom agreement. So now she came in. And then also again, because Eric Stoltz was so tall, Billy Zane wasn't that much taller than him. So they went with the Biff they had to make sure that he towered over Eric Stoltz. So it was even hilariouser when Michael J. Fox showed up. Now all of a sudden Biff is a fucking Andre the Giant.
God, Jesus.
So like Abdul-Jabbar.
I'm gonna eat you, Marty.
It's so funny how much like they're just like, no, it's all hype. People lost jobs. People lost careers because of a couple of inches.
God.
But I did. At first I was like, this is bullshit. I looked it up. Michael J. Fox is 5'4".
Yeah, he's a shorty.
That's not short.
That's short.
So, Jeremy, welcome to number 100. Holy mackerel. How many episodes of... When do we do your 100, Jeremy? When did you show up?
Well, I was in like 30th.
Well, you came on for a couple, so, and then you came on for like, yeah, like 25 or 30, something like that, 32, maybe?
Well, so the first one I was on, wasn't that the one where we did the Winter Dragon? Was that Winter Dragon? That was the first one?
I feel like it was after that.
I thought you came on for some commentaries, though, first or something.
Yeah, I feel like you were on one or two, and then we were like, we fucking have to get Jeremy on.
For Winter Dragon.
For Winter Dragon. And then that was when Justin and I were like, let's
just do this.
Let's make this a thing.
And now we're ready to kick you off.
Yeah. Oh, hey. So I got to play something for you guys. We missed this. We totally missed this. We forgot that we did this, or we forgot that I did this.
Oh.
But I got to play this for you. Okay. Listen to this. This is from July 19th, the episode titled, hold on.
Oh, God. I can't wait to hear this.
Official trailer reactions. Okay, you ready? Are you ready?
Oh, yes. Boy.
Yeah.
Listen, yes. Tell me if you guys can hear this.
I'm right.
There's that whole scene, though, with Rand standing in front of Turok, and then Turok pulls a sword, you know? I was just like, oh, what if he pulls Indiana Jones instead of pulling his sword? He just
moves. Oh, shit! Hey, you called that 100%, man.
I didn't even remember that I did that.
Were you listening to old episodes or did someone send that to you?
So, no, definitely no one sent it to me.
Hey, everybody, Jeremy's email address is... No.
what is my email address?
Lackofcommitment@gains.com.
Yosemite is beautiful this time of year at AOL.com.
Yeah, something like that. Jeremy.gains@AOL.com. There was something tickling the back of my brain, and I was like, I I could have swore I said something about this. And so I started listening to a bunch of episodes, and then I got to that one and I was like, oh my gosh, I totally called it. And I forgot I even did it.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Wow.
I do remember that now, obviously. And I forgot. That's so great. What if you just, what you done? You didn't call it. You nailed it.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have, so yeah, it was episode 30, June 17th, 2022. Winter Dragon, Jeremy officially joins the podcast. And then it only took up one episode to solidify. The next episode is titled hashtag Billy Zane as Asmodian.
Nice. Nice. I love it.
And now we have a coaster emblazoned with Jeremy's catchphrase. Oh, my God. See, that's why we got to keep doing the show no matter what. Like, that is what it's all about. And everyone out there, please send us some questions and comments. Again, like, I would love to do some mailbag episodes and just like, you know, we've got a...
Yeah, if you're on Twitter, I mean, you can DM me questions, like whatever, whatever. I've been...
Oh, shit. Sorry, I was going to have my... everyone out there, I have a Discord channel. Go ahead and keep talking, Justin. I'll give everyone our Discord info in a minute.
There was something else. I don't know if you guys are going to want to go over it on this episode because we want to keep it positive. But I started listening back to episodes and... all of the stuff that we were either talking about for the season that came true or didn't come true or something we were looking forward to that never happened. I took a bunch of notes.
Oh, did you?
There's a lot.
What was it? What was the thing?
Bring just, those just up tell me. For, well, how, will they
we'll save those in? For commentary. I just want to know what it
say,
is.
Will they fit into the commentary?
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I'll just give you a.
You could just bring it up at where you thought it should have went.
I'll give you a tease.
Okay, there we go. There we go.
I'll give you two teases. In the Easing the Badger episode, Justin promised for a Patreon to tell the two truck accident stories. And we did their Patreon and we never got that story. So we got to do it.
Okay.
Oh my God. You're our historian. I love it, Jeremy. This is great.
On the July 28th episode, Justin says, hey, get hyped, everybody. Get hyped. Because by the time we come back from our vacations, we're going to be knee deep in the origins. All right? Show's over. Never saw an origin.
That aged poorly. Very poorly.
Oh.
Oh.
That's the first two.
A lot of my predictions not going well.
That's the first two. Yeah.
No, I love that.
I've been doing a lot of commuting in these last few days.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, oh, I gotta add that to the list.
So hey, if you're on the fence about Patreon, you're gonna get a story next episode about how I almost died a couple of times in a couple of days.
Hilarious, dude.
It's hilarious now because I'm alive, but at the time it was probably not great.
Yes. Everyone, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/thankthelight. We're doing other movies because we don't want to put any Wheel of Time behind a paywall because you know, we got to give away this negativity for free. So we're talking about different stuff over there. We're talking, we did, our first one was Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Amongst Thieves. Our October episode is going to be Princess Bride. Do we have our November episode yet? I forgot if we picked that. No, we don't.
I don't think so.
But yeah, if you sign up for Patreon, you can pick our November episode. Yeah, we're doing other fantasy. We're going to play fast and loose with fantasy. You know, hopefully we're going to be doing a lot of these. You know, we might even do some Star Wars. Like, it doesn't have to be swords. I guess this isn't swords and sandals. What kind of fantasy? Is this high fantasy?
Serpents.
Serpent. There we go. Serpent fantasy.
High fantasy.
So I'm going to, everyone out there, keep bugging me because I'm going to try to figure out Discord work. Because if I find out that Discord works really well, you guys... we can do some like live episodes. Like,
oh, that'd be cool.
Like people can listen to us live and in charge.
Okay, cool.
And for the time being though, everyone out there, I'm just going to have it be kind of a type in just, hey, we're recording right now. Do you have any questions or comments? I'm going to do it during the commentaries. I'll say like, hey, we're watching season 2, episode 1. What do you think? Do you have any questions? You can ask questions about the books, about the shows. You can ask Justin personal questions about how other times he almost died. It's awesome. It's hashtag Wolf Brothers is, I think, I don't know. Thank the light, colon, wotecast, hashtag Wolf Brothers. I need my son to come home from college so he can teach me how to use Discord. So I'm figuring it out as I go. So I don't know which one of those, if it's the hashtag or if it's the thank the light, colon, wotecast. that'll get you on there. But next Wednesday at 8:30, we're going to start doing our commentary, and hopefully I'll have our Discord lit up for real-time questions and comments.
Cool.
So check that out.
Can we do a commentary like twofer on a Friday? And I think the editor would like to be in, but he's like, he's going to have to do it on like a, you know, like a Friday. So it'd be Saturday morning for him. So maybe we can plan one of those out. I don't know Jeremy's schedule, but.
While we're on the subject, big highlight of our 100 episodes, the fucking editor. I mean,
yeah,
Jesus Christ. What a phenomenal thing he's doing, even if we didn't get to meet him. And then he's come on the show. He's a great addition to our show. And like, that is just, that is a high watermark for our podcast.
And he would have been on today. He had a work thing this morning that he literally is like, I have to go in early. He's like, if you guys were doing it any other day, but today I'd be there. He's like, I love coming on. He's like, he wants to come on for, go ahead.
Sorry. I was gonna say my wife is going on vacation. So I'm kind of going on vacation. Everyone out there. That's why I couldn't have the editor on tomorrow night.
Right. And he's wanting to come on for at least a twofer for the commentaries. You know, when he starts, he's going to start working on the season two edit pretty soon. So we want to have him on to hype that. He's just a good dude, and he's got good theories and good. He was definitely a little more critical that I saw on season two in a lot of ways, but he definitely liked it. But I noticed him being pretty critical of it. I think he, like a lot of us, gave it a pass on a lot of things that were kind of hokey or not kind of like whatever on season one. Season two, he definitely kind of put the clamps on as far as his critiques.
If you go back and listen to his comments on season two, he called a few things too.
Did he? Nice.
Like, yeah, yes. And he, some of the things where I was like, really? Yeah, I don't see that happening. He called Matt and Min being together because he said, you know, on the posters, they're together. So what does that
mean?
Yeah,
we talked about that. Yeah. Together?
And he even says, well, why would Min go to Tar Valon when, you know, she knows that they're going to hunt her there? Then he like corrects himself. He goes, no, maybe they're when they're fleeing Faldara, they actually go south to Tar Valon. And he's like, yeah, that's probably what happens. That's how they end up together. And he totally called it. Yeah. So go back and listen to that episode. It's actually really interesting.
It'll be interesting to see if he can, like, because he was trying so hard to get season one under 4 hours. Now he can be like, well, that didn't get paid off. So now I can cut that out.
Right. There's that. Well, and like, you know, hopefully, I mean, I love the amount of people that are doing content. I think that if anything can help keep this show going past its lackluster, you know, kind of overall showing for the people who are fans, it's fine. But the amount of, you know, people like us who are doing content and love it, I think could keep us going. Trying to have Lauren from Unraveling the Pattern on the show, his response was, hey, man, yes, but I also have people I've been putting off for like a year. So I don't want to piss them off by showing up on your show. Please keep bugging me as soon as I get caught up with some stuff.
You tell them no one listens to our show. So
yeah. Tell them no one will ever know.
As I said, no one really listens.
It's our little secret.
Yeah, it's our little pet project. Nobody cares.
Speaking of no one listening, have you told Jeremy the good news? Because you texted me directly. That wasn't on our group chat. We've been invited to JordanCon.
Well, we're not invited. It's just you could just try to sign up, and it's like they'll kind of, I mean, no. It's not an invited thing. You just, if you want to go and you can get.
Well, I know that, but like someone official said, like, hey, you guys should sign up. Like, I know we don't have to be invited, but the fact that someone from JordanCon was like, you guys should.
Yeah,
I have to be invited.
Join the party. Jeremy, his rider is deep. Like.
If I see any green M&Ms.
Only black and gray M&Ms.
That's right. No, you know what's funny? I have been craving.
Almond milk only.
I've been craving. Do you remember these candies from when you were a kid? Sixlets.
Oh, yeah.
Sixlets. I loved Sixlets. If I'm in my rider, you must have a bowl of Sixlets. And I mean a big bowl. I have to be able to fit my hand, like my whole hand in it, and just pull out a fistful of Sixlets.
Well, that's when they're the best. Like they create a different texture when you get a mouthful of them. Like if you eat a couple of them, they're like, oh, that's okay. But like you put a mouthful in.
It's like you just drank warm Ovaltine.
You know what I want now that, since we're asking for whatever we
Delicious.
Want. You know what I realized I haven't seen in maybe a decade? Peanut butter Twix. Where the fuck are my peanut butter Twix?
That's a good thing. You're right. I haven't seen those in a long time too.
You haven't seen them in a decade because you don't live here.
Fuck a caramel. You got peanut butter Twix there?
Probably. You want me to send you some?
Fuck yeah. Freeze them and ship them. I'll trade you for a set of Wheel of Time coasters.
Suck it. You better fucking ship me some In-N-Out real quick.
I can do that. That's a fair deal. I'm getting my In-N-Out tomorrow. I go to In-N-Out when I take Kelly to the, every time I take Kelly to the airport. So I'm getting my In-N-Out tomorrow.
Last time I came to California, Des picked me up from the airport. That's the first thing we did.
Got to get that In-N-Out.
There's one right next to, whether it's SF or Oakland, there's In-N-Out.
Yeah, you pick me up in Oakland, you're like, it's all good. It's right here.
Right here. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, everyone out there, speaking of coasters. So, yeah, check out our Patreon. I'm going to keep pumping it. I don't necessarily, you know, need this to be a donation drive, but, you know, we're talking about our 100th. We're doing more content, so you should, like, check out more content. And if you go over to Patreon for $3 a month, you're going to get a sweet set of Thank the Light coasters with famous catchphrases of yours truly on there. We got
one from each of us.
Hashtag Billy Zane as Asmodian. Trollocs are gross. Definitely not the dragon. And what's the other
one? Oops, I killed the Blade Master.
Oops, I killed the Blade Master. Yeah.
The best one.
Yeah, totally.
Who came up with that one?
Dez, wasn't it?
That was definitely me.
Dez.
Yeah.
I don't think I came up with any of those.
Trollocs are gross.
Trollocs are gross, maybe. I think okay. Trollocs, yeah. Trollocs are gross.
I think Trollocs are gross.
Yeah, because I was talking about Matt.
I did definitely not the dragon. I did definitely not the dragon.
Jeremy had definitely not the dragon. Billy Zane as Asmodian, I guess, was mostly Jeremy.
Oh, that was absolutely Jeremy. Yeah, yeah. Oh, he definitely made it famous, even if someone else said it during that episode. we got that, and we got some stickers, and I'm going to add some just to beef it up. I got these huge fucking envelopes. I don't know if you guys saw a picture of the envelope. I didn't even bother to look at the measurements because I was like, well, it's not going to be a square yard. Like, oh, really? So I got this. So I'm actually going to put, because they're cool, I'm still going to put the stuff in it, but then I'm going to put that envelope into another realistically sized envelope and ship it that way. but there'll be a Time Pop sticker in there too, a Thank the Light sticker, some coasters. Just some neat stuff for signing up, and then you just get a fucking an episode every month. And if it goes well, there might be more. Like, this is hopefully the beginning of our Patreon. I don't know what else we'd do if we would just do more movies or talk about another show or what we
you
might
start
do.
Paying us, we'll do whatever you want.
Exactly.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Exactly. And if we get enough subscribers, you will definitely see us at JordanCon.
Yeah. And we're trying, like I said, you know, I'm trying to have Lauren from Unraveling the Pattern says yes, but when, same with John from What Up, which would be really cool. Both those guys are really awesome. Also Guy Roberts, maybe he's just hoping I'll stop bothering him, but he's like, he wished us the happy 100th. He's like, sorry, I couldn't be there, guys. He's like, we'll do it. You know, congratulations. And I thought that was pretty fucking cool. That guy doesn't need to pay any attention to us in any way, shape, or form. And
hey, Guy, as Justin's best friend for 30 years, he's not going to stop bothering you. You got
I won't.
You don't
won't.
Have to come on the show, but he ain't going anywhere.
I just let him know that I appreciate him, and he's the GOAT as Uno, and I think it's pretty cool. So even if he never comes on, the fact that he's interacted with me as much as he has is pretty cool. And so hopefully those guys are coming on. Like I said, the editor's going to come on to hype his season 2 edit. So we're going to make Dez read more.
And I told everyone before he showed up, Jeremy, I told everyone, like, this show isn't going anywhere. Like, the Wheel of Time could go away. We're not going anywhere. Like, you, who knows what we'll be talking about next? But us three are going to be warming
so all,
up our mics.
You know, 9 of you that listen, like, just buckle up. You know, settle in. It's going to be get some eggnog. It's going to be a wild ride.
We got a fun surprise for Christmas this year. If you're a real listener, you probably already know what that is, but we're going to do a fun fantasy adjacent movie for Christmas on this feed right here to have some fun, just like we did last year with, what did we watch last year? Willow.
The greatest movie of all time.
Watched Willow. The greatest movie of all time.
No.
Oh, you know what?
This year we're going to...
You know what? Hold on. You make fun of me and liking Willow and saying
all the time for good reason.
I watched that garbage movie that you said was good, that Totally Killer. That movie was terrible.
Stop it. I mean, have to watch that movie. Terrible. Everybody go listen to the Time Pop episode about Totally Killer.
Fuck him, Dez. Fuck him. It's good. It's great.
That movie sucked.
It's hilarious.
It was not funny. It was poorly acted.
My name is Jeremy. I don't like to have fun. I just want to be entertained.
If you want to be, not like both.
Nah, you know what? He doesn't like
if you want to see a good movie, if you want to see a good movie that is actually like that movie, but better, watch The Babysitter.
Actually, there's an even better one than that. It's called, God damn it. Jesus Christ, Jeremy. It's a babysitter type movie. God damn it.
Is it called The Babysitter?
No, it's not The Babysitter. It's a Christmas movie. It's...
You know what I watched today, everyone out there? Everyone out there, just so you know how I like to spend my time, because I use my time wisely, I watched two Final Fantasy movies today. So if you want to have fun...
Which ones?
One and two, because I'm going to watch them all in order. So I watched the first two today.
Wait. What do you mean?
Final Destination.
I was like, wait, isn't that a...
Final Fantasy's a video game. They do have some movies, but...
Yeah, I watched two Final Destination movies today, and I don't want any of my time back. I used my time.
Was it the first two?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are pretty good, actually.
I watched the other three. You know what they should? They should retitle Final Destination.
There's three more?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should retitle them Water Kills. Half of the kills in that are water-based slip and
really?
Falls.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. What? Really? Oh, God.
It's every time you see someone turn on a faucet, you're like, oh, fuck.
I think they need to put a question mark at the end of this.
Better Watch Out. Have either one of you guys seen Better Watch Out?
No.
Better Watch Out. No.
That's a good one.
Oh, is that the one you're talking about? Is that the
yeah.
The,
yeah.
The...
Is anybody in that we know?
Not really. This one younger kid might be... He's just creepy.
Better Watch Out. I got to look at that.
It's great. It's really good.
Oh, sorry. Speaking of homages, for a minute, I was thinking I didn't send it to you guys. My Office Space video.
Oh, God.
Hilarious. That was so good.
Dude, I was going to bring it up when you were talking about Time Pop. I didn't realize it was you until I watched it for the second time. I'm like, oh, Des found this. This is great. This is hilarious. I'm like, wait. I'm like, are you the dude with the bat? You're like, yeah. I'm like, oh, I'm fucking idiot.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I'm the guy with the bat.
That was basically Time Pop production stars in yeah, everyone out there. I'm going to try to, now that Scott's officially posted on Facebook, I was just sending it to close friends because I didn't want to, it was technically Scott's video, even though I did all the editing. But yeah, we did my buddy had a toaster oven that he hated, and we recreated shot for shot, like to the point where I just...
Was that really Scott's toaster oven?
Oh yeah, absolutely. That he lived with for a decade.
Awesome.
And I I did no editing to the audio whatsoever. I just laid the original audio, sound effects and all, right in there. And then I just cut our video to fit all the sound effects. And it was so fun.
That's fucking hilarious. Des, I don't care what it is, dude. Next time we got to get together and we got to do something like that. I don't care. You can pick whatever it is, but I want to do something like that. It'd be fucking fun. I don't care if it's...
Oh, well, we're going to recreate Winter Dragon shot for shot.
Okay.
I get to be Ishmael. Dragon.
I get to be the filmer.
Dragon.
Watching Billy Zane, like, fuck, he needs to be in the Wheel of Time.
God.
So bad.
You know what? Honestly, you know, and Jeremy, you're not on social media. They have fan casted a few people, though. The Wheel of Time is just like, this is who I want to play this. And then it kind of fucking happens. Like, I think that Shora lady is going to be Elida, and it's because the people were like, hey, you need to be this character. And she's like, hey, Rafe. Like, she tweeted him, was like, hey, Rafe, I'm here and I should be this character. What do you think? And I think she's going to be here, which is pretty fucking cool. So, like, man, if somehow I, dude, oh, man, who would you cast him as? I don't know. Somebody, but it just would be.
He could be, just make him a hero. Just make him a random hero of the horn. Just there's going to be a hundred of them. He could just be some, you know, obviously make it so we know who he is, but. He doesn't have to be someone at least like I hope he talks, but like at least
Andorans in the books and the series always talk like fucking pompous assholes. So make him Garth Brynn, and he could just be like he could be kind of like his character in Tombstone is like, on Saint Crispin's Day we'll attack the White Tower. It'll be glorious for us. God, so great.
All right, well, I'm going to start wrapping this up. I could hang out with you guys forever, but I got to edit this at some point. And I just, everyone out there, just thank you. Thank you so much for listening. I mean, I can't believe, like, we just did our 100th episode for Time Pop, and I've been doing that show for 5 years.
Yeah, that's cool.
Wow.
to be doing this one in under 2 at 100, and it just, it doesn't feel like it at all.
Yeah.
It in a good way, in a really good way. You know, it hasn't been different, you know, even with our issues with the show and all that, and me complaining about having to read because I'm a terrible person. Like, it's just
not a terrible person.
This is just so much fun. And everyone out there, I hope you like
a little bit,
like listening to us hang out, and we want to keep hanging out. So again, like, send us questions, comments. Again, if you are absolutely not a book reader, we'll never be a book reader. But even appreciate the show. Maybe you don't love the show, or, you know, maybe you're just watching with a friend who's a book reader and you're tolerating it. I really fucking want to talk to you. Hit us up at thankthelight@gmail.com. That is thankthelight@gmail.com. Questions, comments. And also, while you guys are at it, if you guys could rate, review, subscribe, tell a friend, just everything. Because kind of like the actual show, like our ratings fall during the off season. You know, we hit high numbers when Wheel of Time is on the air. And then when it's not, we kind of drop off. So, you know, we want any excuse to keep talking and a reason for you guys to listen to us. And, you know, if we need to talk about some other things besides Wheel of Time, because, you know, there's, you know, you love us, but there's only so much Wheel of Time you can handle. Maybe we mix in some of that. And we've always got the Patreon. If you want to listen to us talk about things that aren't Wheel of Time, please, again, check out our patreon.com/thankthelight.
I got opinions about Marvel, Harry Potter, you know, Star Wars. We don't do Star Trek, though. Not here.
He's got opinions on whether you should be circumcised or not.
No, nope. No, I do not. No, I do not. No, I do not. Nope. Nope. Nope.
Justin's a member of Hoop. I don't know if you've seen Arrested Development, the anti-circumcision. He's like a Doberman. It has to have its ears.
Oh, my God. No, it does not. Don't clip dogs' ears or their tails, you fucking assholes.
Oh, he just took a stand. He's going to be canceled.
Son of a bitch.
You know what joke I just got after 10 years of Arrested Development?
What?
Is, Jesus, now I can't remember how, the ROTC one. What does he say? God damn it. Now I can't even remember.
Look it up. You look it up because I want to hear it. I want to see if I even got it.
Yeah, I gotta look.
While you're looking it up, have I told you guys that at the restaurant where my daughter works that they have a banana stand?
God damn it, Justin. How did you let your daughter get into that shitty, shitty industry? Do you have no self-respect for the life you've led? The terrible
Bro,
life?
Bro, we told her she likes being a bartender. She was a barista. She loves it.
Oh, she's a bartender? That's fine.
She's a bartender. Yeah, okay. No, she don't cook.
Did you show her the trick of you pull a dollar out of the till and you throw a banana away? And that's how you make money.
That's how you make money. No, they do like frozen drinks, and it was because of COVID, and they have like a big wooden banana, and they have like a walk-up window. It's pretty fantastic, actually.
Every 4th of July, you throw it into the bay.
There's money in the banana stand.
In the banana stand.
Do you know how I used to buy weed in the late 90s? I would work the
big yellow joint
on slower nights at the movie theater I worked at. We wouldn't have a ticket ripper. It was just me sell. Normally I sell the ticket, then the ticket ripper rips it. But on slower nights, I sold and ripped the tickets. So I would sell both halves of the tickets and pocket the second
$7. Nice. 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 Nice.
Paparazzi. Papa ROTC. Paparazzi.
I bet I did not get that either. I bet I did not get that.
Because if you're not looking at the TV, if you're like on your phone and listening, you're like, oh, that's kind of funny. But then like I was finally looking at the TV. And my son, everyone out there, my son is in ROTC. So like that just makes me so happy. And my his little brother always calls it rotisserie chicken.
Oh, he's going to be the comedian, huh?
Oh, my God. He's absolutely. So everyone out there, I'm not going to do my usual outro because I don't want to tell you about other podcasts you should listen to, because you should just continue to listen to this podcast and enjoy it. And we're going to do commentaries next week starting. We're going to do the deep dive. So if you're waiting to do your season 2 rewatch, like just wait a little bit longer and we're going to start releasing our commentaries and you can rewatch it with us. We're going to do, you know, we can be negative if we have to, because we got to be honest, but we got to do compliment sandwiches. We got to, if you're going to somehow, some.
Jeremy, are you listening?
I can say like, this show sucks. Dez, I like that shirt.
There you go. Exactly.
Kind of.
I can do that.
Because I don't think the show sucks. I think there are big issues between the connection of the book and the show. And you know, hopefully if they actually get the time, do what they actually want to do, I think that'll get better. I think they had a hard job to try to get all of this fucking information into a show to begin with. And then you throw in other issues. And, you know, that's why, again, I plead, show watchers only. I need to talk to you.
You know, Dez, I think you should watch Heroes, because I think you would be like, yeah, you know, it's all right.
But it doesn't end, though. Do they finish it? It just like ends one season and then they.
No, I think they finished.
Did they?
I couldn't tell. I think they had like an ending.
Okay. Okay.
You know what? You know what else you'd like? There was a lot of like stars in that show that were before they were stars. They were on that show.
Hey, you know what? Everyone, join Patreon. Get on it. Make it popular. We'll make a next tier, the Heroes tier.
There you go.
And you'll get more content. And I'll watch Heroes.
You're gonna have to pay Desmond a lot of money to make me watch that.
So I'll watch Heroes for the first time. Justin will watch Lost for the first time.
Oh God.
What's Jeremy gonna watch for the first time?
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
What's something kind of raunchy, Justin? What could we?
No,
I don't know. I was thinking. That's what I was thinking. I was like, I don't know.
Something you both have seen and love. Sex in the City.
All right, I love you guys.
Wait, I got something to say. I've been trying to say it for 10 minutes, but I let you go. Just two things. First of all, someone who is like me, Desmond knows him, and he's like Jeremy, as far as he's read all the books and he's a very big fan. He likes the show. James Hopper, he hit me up the other day and he goes, hey man, Wheel of Time got a lot better in season two. I'm excited what's happening, and I feel it's gonna get a lot better. So I feel like, and he's, trust me, he's a bigger poo-pooer than Jeremy is. So James is very critical about it, and it's something that he loves as much as we do. So James, if he said he has listened to a couple episodes, he's got three kids right now. So James, if you're listening, bro, I appreciate you hitting me up and you know, spread the word. Also, just thank you to anybody who has hung out with us since our, you know, first couple of episodes recording in a hotel room sounding like I'm in a well. My wife was sick with like wires in her throat. It's crazy that it's been almost 2 years. Yeah, I can't believe that we're hitting 100 episodes and our listenership seems to be going up. Hopefully we can keep it that way. And I'm having a good time. Hopefully Wheel of Time goes for a long time. But if not, like you said, we'll probably find something else to talk about. A few specific people, the editor. Dude, thank you for coming on. There's someone, his name is Jay Mibara, all grown up. He's the person who's running, he's got a Wheel of Time podcast app. He promotes our show every week. Every time we drop an episode, he tweets it about it. I've tried to have him on, but he's an East Coaster. He's like, man, I'll be dead to the world by the time you guys record. So, you know, I'm going to try to get him on too. James, thanks for doing what you do for all of us as far as content creators. That's really cool. And thanks to John. Thanks to Guy Roberts for just talking to peons like us. Yeah, man. Just thanks to everybody who is in the community that I've talked to anywhere that actually listens to us. I find it really cool that this is something I get to do every week. So it's definitely a pleasure and a privilege. So thank you guys.
Thank you, Justin, aka Fatty, for putting in so much work on Twitter and getting in contact with these people. Because, you know, I love turning on the mics and talk, but I'm not the best in between shows of doing research and being on social media. So thank you to Justin for doing all that. And thank you to Jeremy for just being here to help round us off. Like, it makes our show so much better. Like, you know, Justin and I, it's obvious when Jeremy isn't here, Justin and I get through the information, but the conversation is elevated with Jeremy here.
You're too kind. Well, first of all, thank you, guy. Well, actually, first of all, nobody poo-poos bigger than me. You'll have to go back and listen to you said that. Number two, thanks you guys for just letting me come on. And I can't believe we've gotten to 100 episodes. This was nothing that I ever expected that we would do, but it's been really fun. And it's allowed Justin and I to connect again. We hadn't really talked that often for a long time. And when we were growing up, we were pretty close. So it's been really nice.
Yeah, we're more like brothers than cousins. So it's pretty cool to kind of bridge the two halves of my life together. So it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And Des, you're a great guy. You guys don't know this, but Desmond does a ton of work. Like, he does all the editing. You guys do know that. Justin does all the, you know, reaching out and talking to people. I just show up every week. That's it. And sometimes I'm prepared. Sometimes I'm not. You probably...
Dude, you're the historian. That is fucking... I listen to these episodes. Technically, I listen to these episodes 4 to 6 times. Like, not over and over again, but in the process of editing it, it probably equals 4 to 6 times. Once I post it, it's fucking gone. It's gone. So
it's right out of your head.
It's on to the next one. I fill it with all the answers or Time Pop or some health and fitness nonsense.
I know. I usually listen to them through once just to make sure they like there's no weird stuff and laugh at my own stupid jokes like an idiot narcissist. But then I kind of forget about it and then move on to the next one. So
me too.
That was awesome, actually. That was pretty awesome.
But it was fun. It was fun.
That's super cool. And I can't wait to hear more about that while we're doing our commentaries.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm going to go back and you're gonna like it. There's some of it on there. Sometimes Justin's like, well, they can't leave that out because then this person will never get to hear. And you're like, yeah, you're right. They'll never do that. They won't even address that part of the story.
I know. And you're like, yeah, they can. And I'm like,
And then you say, I hate you.
I hate you, Jeremy.
If I haven't mentioned it yet, I hate you. Oh, that's the next coaster we're going to make. Jeremy, I hate you.
Either that or Jeremy is the biggest poo-pooer.
Or nobody poo-poos more than Jeremy.
I'll figure it out over Thanksgiving when my son's back in town. I'm going to tighten up my Discord game.
Nice.
So, all right. You guys have a great evening. Send me your audio.
We'll do.
Here's to 100 more. And excited for commentaries. Commentaries are fun.
I'm so excited for the commentaries.
And they're an easy editing job. So I get to have my cake and eat it too for the next 8 weeks. So
are we going back to Thursdays or are we staying on Wednesday? Or no, I'm sorry. Never mind. I'm tired. Sorry, guys. Sorry. Never mind. We talked about this.
Keep taking the Drano that your wife's given you.
Yes.
In the immortal words of Dennis Leary, take that capital N, little Y, big fucking Q, and go to bed.
Hey, sweetheart.
The Q is talking to me. The Q is talking to me.
Sweetheart, this NyQuil tastes like antifreeze.
Dude, I watch way too much true crime. That's not even funny.
Where do you think I found it?
Let's get an 8-ball. It'll last the whole weekend.
Same 3 guys, 2 hours later. Let's get another 8-ball. Jeremy doesn't even know what we're talking about.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Bye.
Bye. See ya. Love you.
All right. Love you guys. Thanks, everybody. May you always find water and shade, nerds. Peace, favor your sword. Nope. 100% no. Immediately no.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.
No. Also no. Immediately also no. Nope. No. Nope. I do not.